The U.S. Navy is now considering double-wall tanks for its fuel storage facility in Red Hill. Although that is welcome news for Honolulu officials, city council members and the Board of Water Supply still have concerns. The Honolulu City Council adopted a resolution yesterday reiterating its stance on better upgrades for the U.S. Navy's Red Hill facility. 27,000 gallons of fuel leaked out of the underground facility in 2014, threatening island aquifers. The Navy and the Board of Water Supply gave short presentations to the Council on the proposed upgrades. Up until this point, the Navy favored single-wall options with added monitoring features. It's not the Council's or Board of Water Supply's preferred option of a tank within a tank. But Captain Mark DeLau told Council members the Navy is now committed to exploring a double-wall containment option after working with regulators and the state.
Really, the change is that commitment of pursuing a secondary containment solution that is not available today, but let us pursue that using innovation, using research, using select investments, academia and industry, to see if we can do that. And if that becomes mission impossible or unattainable, not available, not practicable, then again, what has changed is that commitment that we will defuel and get off the aquifer around 2045.
Board of Water Supply Chief Engineer Ernie Lau said he appreciated the Navy's new commitment, but he has concerns about what the Navy defines as a secondary containment system and its timetable.
Secondary containment is actually practical. It can be done. It is a matter of will and also how many dollars you want to spend on doing that. 2045 is too far away. Time is our enemy here. The rust on that quarter-inch steel plate doesn't stop for us. And the more the rust penetrates through the steel plate, and it has already, more fuel will leak out of that facility as it gets older and older.
Ultimately, the State Department of Health and U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will decide which upgrades the Navy will have to complete. If there is a disagreement among the two parties, the EPA's decision will override the DOH's. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.